California Attorney General Jerry Brown, Los Angeles District Attorney Steve Cooley, and Sheriff Lee Baca joined the chorus of law enforcement organizations opposing Proposition 5. If passed, the act would direct $460 million a year to help nonviolent drug offenders find treatment rather than jail time. Opponents of the proposition say sufficient drug treatment programs already exist and new treatment programs will cost taxpayers about $1 billion. Sheriff Lee Baca's spokesman, Steve Whitmore, says the proposition would allow people who have committed serious crimes, like arson or child pornography, to escape jail time by entering treatment. And he says that doesn't always work.
Most people who go into a program leave that program, and it's an awful statistic, but it's a pretty real and true one. And so they ultimately come back into our jail.
Supporters of the proposition claim it will safely reduce the size of the prison population and potentially create $2.5 billion in savings. Margaret Dooley Sanulli is with the Drug Policy Alliance.
Well, Prop 5 is really going to change the way that the state intervenes in the lives of people with drug problems. It's going to create a system of care for young people. We currently don't have any help for young people with drug problems. That is absolutely unconscionable. It's unacceptable. So Prop 5 puts in a system that will intervene early, save those young lives, and prevent that crime from ever happening.
Voters will decide on Proposition 5 this November. Deidre Crawford, Annenberg Radio News.